Good day, and welcome to the Euler Hermes Exceptional Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Wilfried Verstraet, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here with Clarice Kopff, and thank you very much for joining our short notice conference call of today. As you all have seen, Allianz has announced that it launches a public tender offer on the Euler Hermes shares that it does not yet own. Allianz has also entered into purchase agreements with shareholders representing 11.34% of Euler Hermes share capital on November 24. For a price of €122 in cash, as a result of which Allianz will own 74.34% of Euler Hermes share capital and voting rights. So this morning it announced its intention to increase its participation in Euler Hermes through a simplified cash tender on 24.2% of the Euler Hermes share capital, also at a price of €122 per share. The proposed offer therefore covers 10,322,725 shares, this excluding the treasury shares. So the offer price of €122 per share represents a premium of 20.7% over the last closing price and 22.2% and 30.8% over the 3-month, 6-month, and 12-month average. The simplified cash tender offer is to be followed by a automatic squeeze-out procedure if the 95% threshold is reached, and this in accordance with French rules. The envisaged transaction, and that is important to note, will not change the Euler Hermes strategy nor its operating model beyond the normal course of business, of course. The offer that is made by Allianz this morning, of course, offers a liquidity opportunity for Euler Hermes minority shareholders. In terms of calendar or next steps, the supervisory board of Euler Hermes will now examine the offer, and this will last probably until the last days of December. In our meeting of yesterday, it was decided by a unanimous vote of its independent members to appoint Phoenixy as independent expert in order to prepare a report regarding the financial terms of the offer. The supervisory board also has set up a ad hoc committee composed of 3 members, which role will consist in monitoring the work of the independent expert. So at the end of December, the supervisory board will render a formal opinion, better known as the avis motivé, on the offer based on the report of the independent expert. All further information, of course, is to be found on the website of Euler Hermes and also, of course, on the website of Allianz, where you will find the press release that was issued today, as well as our own press release of this morning. So the purpose of this call is just to give you some detail on the transaction itself, the calendar as we think it will be. And so if there are any questions at this point in time, and with the restrictions that you all know do apply in a situation like this one, we will be happy to try to answer them. So, operator, you can open the Q&A.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. and if you find your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question, and we will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. And we will take our first question from Adam Terrell from SHK Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. It's Adam Terrell from SHK Financial in London. Quick question. When do you anticipate the offer actually completing? What happens if it goes beyond May next year when you're scheduled to pay a dividend for 2017? Does the offer include the dividend or exclude the dividend? Thank you.
So the offer should be completed by the end of February at the latest. So if the offer is not completed, i.e. if the offer does not reach the 95% and that the automatic squeeze out is not triggered, then the company will continue. But there is, of course, a option that Allianz has indicated in its press release, namely that it could eventually merge the company then with another Allianz entity. But given the time frame and also given the financial conditions of the offer, we all do expect that the operation will be closed by the end of February.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We now take our next question from Henri Dumeny from MOKR Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay. Just a quick question. Is the €122 price proposed by Allianz Kumo ex-dividend?
It's the price that includes the dividend because the offer will be open at third week or fourth week of January, i.e. before the dividend payment, so it includes the dividend.
Okay, right. And then if Allianz does not reach the 95% threshold to implement a squeeze-out, how long does the process regarding the eventual measure can last?
I don't know. That is difficult to predict. And again, that is a question that should be asked to Allianz because they are the initiator and it will be Allianz who will decide based on the success of the offer what would be the next steps. I cannot answer that question.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to turn the call back to the speakers for any additional remarks.
Okay, well, thank you very much for attending the call of this morning. And we will, of course, be communicating regularly as the process progresses, as is usual in this kind of process. Well, thank you very much for attending the call and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.